What about land values and the mess that we experienced in 2020? What has happened? David Sparks, Ag Information Network. Despite the challenges faced by agriculture and producers in 2020, the farmland market remained stable through the year and strengthened in the last quarter. David Whitaker, area sales manager for Farmers National Company, said government payments, crop insurance, low interest rates, and rising grain prices sustained farmers' interests in buying land, especially in the fall time frame. Add in the growing number of investors who want to own farmland, and you have a strong demand-driven land market. Old friend from Farmers National Company, Randy Dickhout, on what we should expect.
Steady to somewhat firmer land values in 2021. With the stronger commodity prices and the extra cash producers would have received in 2020, I think they're using that to help support purchase of that farm that comes up for sale next door. And I don't think there'll be a large supply of land that extra that will come on the market.
Farmers National Company's land sale volume was up 49% during October and November compared to last year, despite there remaining a normal to lower supply of land for sale in the overall market. David Sparks, in association with the Ag Information Network.